Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos. We're in Klal Zayin. We're starting Siman Dalet. Also, Lisanis B'Shabbos L'Shem Tainus Afilu Zman Kotzer. Person is not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So this applies in two ways. One is a person cannot fast the whole day, and we're going to see that even half a day is already Osir. Furthermore, a person is refraining from eating, even for part of Shabbos. Because he's doing it, but he's doing it under the umbrella of the concept of tainus. He's planning to fast. So they're even refraining from eating for a short period of time would be, if he's davening, he's refraining from eating because he's davening, but he's food's available, he's saying, no, I'm not going to eat now because I'm fasting. That is also, even the Zman Kotzer. I feel the Shalosh Shem Tainus, also Akaponim, Lisanus Ad Chatzos. Furthermore, Chazal said, we want you to eat. And therefore, a person cannot go until Chatzos without eating or drinking. So a person is davening by a minyan, which will finish after Chatzos, or by the time he gets home, it'll be after Chatzos. He has to make sure that he drinks something before davening. So this way, he will not be fasting from the morning until Chatzos. Otherwise, it comes out he has not had anything to eat or drink until Chatzos, and that's problematic. Alternatively, if the shul would have a break, and they would make Kiddush. Either before he leaves the shul, before Chatzos, or before Musaf, we spoke about that it's possible to have Kiddush and with certain rules. So this way that they're having something before Chatzos, so one would be mechuyev to do so. Maybe tongue-in-cheek, that's the explanation why they started the Kiddush clubs. Okay, now, so the Chayyadim says that the person cannot fast. The Bir Halacha, this Halacha is brought down at the beginning of Siman Reish Peches. And the Bir Halacha over there brings a Machloikas, and we spoke about this once. Is this a Din D'Oraisa or Din Rabbanan? Din D'Oraisa, it says, Ichlu Hayom, you have a Chiyuv to eat the man on Shabbos. Included on that is an Isser to not eat it. So this fasting will be, the person is being vatal that. So if you learn that the chi of a sudas on Shabbos is deraisa, this tainus on Shabbos would be an issur deraisa. And that's how the Rashi understands. Then he brings it, possibly it's only min rabbanon, or midirei kabbalah, which means based on psukim and novi. It says the cross of the Shabbos oinig, which is a pasuk in Yeshaya, to tell me that Shabbos has to be an oinig, not a day of fasting. So then this would not be an Issur D'Oraisa, it would be an Issur D'Rabbanan. We mentioned before that if it is an Issur D'Rabbanan, the Rosh Hashulchan says it was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu, so it's a very early on Issur D'Rabbanan. So there is a Shita which holds that if a person is being Oisik and Taran Tvila, so the issue over here is the person should be in state of Oinig. A person enjoys davening and learning, and so a person can continue even after Chatzos under those circumstances. However, the Mishnah Berurah, the Elyon Rabbah says that. Mishnah Berurah does not quote Elyon Rabbah, where many times Mishnah Berurah does see fit to quote Elyon Rabbah when he says a different shita. In this scenario, the Mishnah Berurah seems to totally ignore it, indicative of the fact that Mishnah Berurah feels that the person should not rely on that. Even Mishas Al-Kak, a person should not rely on that option of the opinion of the Elyon Rabbah to fast beyond Chatzos, because a person is being Oisik in Torah and Tefillah. Now, there is one exception where a person is allowed to fast on Shabbos. That's what's known as a Tainus Chaloim. So the Mishnah says that a person has a Chaloim Ra, which is not coming from the person's thoughts during the day. The Mishnah says a person, whatever they think about during the day, ends up in their dreams at night. And some people dream, they have a dream deficit. They'll dream about what they thought about during the day a few days later. But it comes from the hihurim of the person during the day. That a person should not take seriously. It's not concerning. And it's not any siman ra that a person has to do tshuva and fast, etc. If it's something which is clearly not connected to the person's thoughts during the day, and he seemed to see this mar in the chaloim, we have to concern that maybe this is a simon min shemaim, that there's something, that they're sending him a message. It might be a message toiv, it might be a message which is indicative of something which is bad. So in a case where it's a, it looks like it's a message which is negative, the Gemara says that the correct way to solve that problem is we have three possible options. The Gemara says that the best thing to do is to fast. The person fasts, and the person fasts actually, even though normally the rule is that the tainus that one does for a tainus, one has to undertake it the day before by mincha, or sometime before shkia, the day before he announces that he declares in Shemoneh Esrei or to himself that he has to speak it out. Nobody else has to hear, but he has to speak it out that he's been going to be b'tainus l'mocher. He's going to be fasting the next day. A tainus cholem is a different. He does not need to do so. The fact that in Shemayim they're showing him this mara, that it's something that he needs to address. So it's as if Shemayim was makabel tainus for him. So Mor says a person should fast immediately, should not push it off at all, and that's a tikkun to prevent the cholem from becoming to a fruition. So if that happens on Shabbos, what's the halacha? We'll clarify that more, b'ezras Hashem, in the next shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.